love that picture of the shepherd in the Bible. It speaks of his loving care over his people. I know my wife likes to talk about, to think about Jesus as her shepherd, likes those type of songs. And it's really a very precious picture of the Lord caring for us. Jesus made that very clear. The shepherd, he cares for the sheep. He lays down his life for the sheep. He knows his sheep by name. He goes before them. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. And then he provides for me everything I need. Peter tells us that he's the chief shepherd. I had a teacher one time, a Bible teacher, and he said, in my office I have a picture of a shepherd and a sheepdog and the sheep. And I look at that picture to remind me every day. I thought he was going to say that I'm the shepherd of the flock. He said that I'm the sheepdog. He said, I'm just a sheepdog. I get my orders from the shepherd, and then I pass them on to the congregation. Well, that was good. I like that. He's the chief shepherd. I know that pastors are referred to as shepherds of the flock. And in a sense, that's very right. But the pastor has to realize that he's not the chief shepherd. He has a shepherd over him as well. And these are his people. These are God's people. And we have to handle them very carefully. And so Jesus spoke about that. He speaks about the hireling. Those sheep don't belong to him. He doesn't really care for them. He's not their shepherd. He really hasn't been appointed to watch over them. Oh, maybe for just a little while. He babysits. But when danger comes, he thinks of himself first. And he leaves the sheep with the wolves. But Jesus, he is the good shepherd. He lays down his life for the sheep. And then he's the great shepherd. In Hebrews 13, it speaks of him as the great shepherd that was raised from the dead. And then, of course, in Peter 5, it speaks of him as the chief shepherd. And it's good to think about those things. The good shepherd, the great shepherd, and the chief shepherd. Praise God. We have a wonderful, wonderful shepherd in Christ. It's so wonderful to know that we have someone to care for us like that. When no one else cares for us, he cares for us. When other people fail us, he never fails. When we're in danger, he's there to protect us. He's our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And so I'm so thankful to the Lord that he told us that he's our good shepherd. And that every day we can just know that he's going to lead us. And we ought to look for that. Lord, lead me today. Lord, I don't know what this day holds, but you know all about it. Even before the sun rose, you knew what I was going to face today. By way of blessing, by way of problems, you know all about it. And so help me to stay close to you. And so we seek him in the morning. And then we stay close to him during the day. And we find that he led us every step. And we get to the end of our lives, and we look back and we say, Jesus led us all the way. The first time I heard that song, Jesus Led Me All the Way, was at the funeral of our sister Clara Lewis, who was a missionary in Africa for many years, and then she went down to Tortola, British Virgin Island, and ministered there for a number of years before the Lord took her home. Very godly woman. And Brother Edwin had the funeral for her in Ridgewood. And it just so happened that a co-worker from many years ago who worked with her in Africa happened to be visiting and wasn't too far away. And so he got in touch with her. And she and her husband, they came and attended the funeral. And they spoke a little bit about their experience with Sister Lewis as she was on the mission field and the blessing that she was to them, the way God used her. And then she said, I'd like to sing a song. And she sang the song, Jesus Led Me All the Way. But she said, I'd like to change the words and say, Jesus led her all the way. We recently heard that again at another funeral service. Very precious. And when we get to the end of our life, if we've learned some of these lessons and really put God first, we'll be able to look back and say, Jesus led me all the way. The things that don't make sense to me now, we'll see more clearly then. When Joseph was sold into slavery and cast into prison eventually, I don't think he could make sense of any of that. But then one day, his brothers appeared before him to get some food in time of famine. And everything must have just come together in a moment for Joseph. All those years that didn't make sense, now he realized God's hand was in all of that. And God led him all the way. He said, you meant it for evil, but God sent me ahead of you. He meant it for good, that many souls might be saved alive. And sometimes we have those experiences in our life, and most of that's going to wait for us when we get to heaven. Then we'll look back and we'll say, how did I ever doubt you when you led me all the way? So until that day, let's trust him. Trust him that he's leading. Trust him that he knows what he's doing. And trust him that he can make all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. Praise God. Amen. All the way, my Savior, lead me. Let's sing that. 365. I like that this song that we just sang is good for every day of the year. 365. like to give you opportunity yet to say, to testify, maybe along the lines of the way God has led you. That's what the Lord puts on your heart. But let's be free to just give expression to the things that can be a blessing to one another. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.